It's 9 a.m. on a Friday, and Brian Doucet is crossing the border from San Diego to Tijuana by foot. Doucet is blonde with blue eyes. He wears baggy jeans and flip-flops even on this chilly day. But he isn't here for fun, like many Americans headed into Tijuana. He's come to see his daughter, Sam. 3 years ago, Doucet and his Mexican wife split up with shared custody of Sam. But one morning, she picked the little girl up and disappeared. Hours passed. Doucet began to worry. He left multiple messages on his ex-wife's cell phone. By next morning, he suspected the worst. Sam was in Mexico without her father's permission. She was abducted.
Hey, Roberto.
Doucet gets into the back seat of a Tijuana taxi on his way to see his kid. With the help of Mexican authorities, the FBI, and the State Department, Doucet was able to locate his daughter and press charges against his ex-wife. He says he spent more than $100,000 in travel, legal fees, and other paperwork to try to get Sam back. Other parents without the means, he says, would have given up already.
And that's the sad reality of the situation. There's a lot, you can't put a price tag on the hidden costs as well.
Hidden costs, like anxiety and depression, says Doucet. He says he never imagined this would go on for as long as it has.
Someday I'm going to have to explain this all to her. My daughter is smart enough to know there's something wrong. Sometimes kids act more adult than adults do.
An international child abduction occurs when one parent takes a child to a foreign country and keeps him or her there without the other parent's permission. If the parent refuses to bring the child back, in the U.S., it's considered a federal crime. Of all transnational crimes, child abductions can be among the most difficult to resolve. That's because judicial systems, law enforcement agencies, and things like the rights of a minor or the meaning of custody vary from country to country. 30 years ago, there was hope that an international treaty signed by the U.S., Mexico, and 70 other countries would alleviate the problem. It hasn't. In 2008, 300 American children were abducted into Mexico. In 2009 and 2010, that number grew to 500. In response, the State Department has boosted the staff dealing with abduction cases from 18 to 65.
I think there's some obvious reasons for that.
Scott Renner is with the State Department.
There are very strong cultural and social and economic ties with Mexico, lots of cross-border relationships, lots of immigration back and forth, and a very long border.
Mexican officials say they have also made a greater effort to work alongside law enforcement and the State Department to return abducted children as promptly as possible. Remedios Gomez Arnau is the Mexican consul in San Diego. She says it's not fair for parents to blame Mexican authorities for unresolved abductions. And what's more, she says, the answers must come from the courts, not from diplomacy.
Hay un procedimiento ya muy establecido.
Gomez Arnau says there are already a very specific set of procedures in place to try to prevent abductions and reunite kids with their parents. We help guide the parents through the Mexican court system, but our consulate does not intervene in this process. Trevor Richardson, another so-called left-behind parent in San Diego, says he's reached out to the Mexican consulate, the State Department, and the FBI to no avail. His son was abducted 4 years ago, and he remembers thinking he'd be able to get him back in a matter of months.
I also remember thinking to myself that somehow I will be protected by our laws and our courts and our law enforcement, our government, the FBI.
Over the years, Richardson has met other desperate parents who took matters into their own hands, going as far as paying for a reverse abduction. But ultimately, he says, his only option is to continue working within the proper channels.
We have the laws right now. They just need to be enforced. Maybe, dealing with policy and immigration policy with Mexico, that child abductions kind of fall through the cracks a little bit, and that there's bigger, quote-unquote, fish to fry.
Richardson says he holds on to hope, but he can't help but feel that in relation to other binational issues, his son's abduction is at the bottom of a very long list. In San Diego, I'm Ruxandra Guidi.